Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 95, beginning at verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion, as the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they don't know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Verses 1 through 11, Psalm 95. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power, the wisdom, the grace that permeates your word. Thank you for the strength that flows through our hearts and our minds as we read and meditate on your word. Thank you for the understanding that grows of who you are and who we are in you as we read and study your word. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us more and more to live a lifestyle of filling our hearts and our minds and our lives with your word and your presence and your goodness each and every day. Empower us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for all that you have called us to do and all the promises you have given. Heavenly Father, help us to remember all the great and mighty works that you have done. And Heavenly Father, we praise you right now for how you led the Israelites out of the wilderness, even how you led them away from the Egyptians, and how you provided so much for them along the way. And Heavenly Father, help us to trust in your word so that we can step more into your rest. Heavenly Father, we come to you because you are where we can find our rest. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We do appreciate every single person that's a part of our listening family. I want to encourage all of our listeners, please continue to take much time to pray much for our nation and for our government and for our leaders. Our nation needs so much prayer and for so many different reasons. Praying for our nation is very, very important. Thank you, Lord, once again for the government of the United States of America. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for the president, the vice president, each member of Congress, each member of the Supreme Court, all the governmental leaders in our nation and in our national government. Thank you, and I praise you for each and every one of them. Thank you for the leaders in our state governments. Thank you for the state legislators. Thank you for mayors and city aldermen of our cities and towns. And thank you for the opportunity to lift them up in prayer. Thank you for us all, Lord. Thank you for us as the church. Thank you for leaders in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Thank you again for us as the church. Thank you for us as a nation as a whole. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And Father, more and more, thank you for your sovereignty over our nation as a whole. Thank you for every state in our nation. Father, send forth more laborers into every state in our nation, people who will proclaim the gospel in a way that it obviously needs to be proclaimed. Send forth more laborers into all of our cities and towns in the name of Jesus. Father, more and more raise up ministries that minister to people and minister to the specific needs and challenges they're dealing with. Father, we ask, please, Lord, raise up more marriage ministries. Raise up more ministries to families. Raise up more ministries to young people and to youth, Lord. And more empower us to be believers that are fully available to be used by you to do whatever you've called us to do individually. Father, in so many ways, there may be so many people that have been called by you, but they're not listening or they've not chosen to step out fully to be and do what you'd have them to be. Lord, send forth these laborers into the vineyard in the name of Jesus. Help us all to have ears to hear and eyes to see what you want us to hear and see. And empower us to be an obedient people who are ready to step out and do any and all you've called us to do. Thank you again for our nation. Flood our nation with your spirit. Flood our nation with your grace. Flood our nation with your mercy. And thank you, Lord, not only for the United States of America. Thank you for all the nations of the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of them. Send forth many more laborers into every nation in the world. Persons that will proclaim the gospel in the name of Jesus. Send forth laborers who will help to raise up your church and make disciples faithfully. And Father, more and more, help the church in the many places in the world where you've planted us. Help us to rise up and be the bold, obedient church you've called us to be, boldly doing all that you've called us to do. We thank you and we praise you. Father, more and more, breathe on our nation your breath of life. Breathe on every other nation as well, the breath of life today. And let your spirit do a perfect work in every nation. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we often do. I want to take time to share a resource article from the AFA Stand that I wrote. It's entitled, Praying for Your Prayer Life. And again, I want to encourage you, hope that you will make it a goal to pray for God to bless your prayer life. In view of the fact that God calls us and tells us to pray without ceasing, it's important to have a vibrant prayer life in obedience to the fellowship of the Lord. Again, the title of this article, Praying for Your Prayer Life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. And then Matthew chapter 21, verse 13, and he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Again, Matthew 21, 13. Then Mark chapter 1, verse 35, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was there and was praying there. Mark 1:35. As noted above, we are to pray without ceasing, as the Word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And in Ephesians chapter 6, the Lord says to us in verses 18 through 20, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So among other truths we can learn from these passages, we can see that apparently God sees prayer as very, very important. If God sees prayer that way, we would be wise to seek to see it as important to us as it is to our Heavenly Father. It's obvious that God wants us to maximize the benefits of ceaseless prayer. A wise way to approach a command like that is not to say, that's impossible. Rather, we are to pray, Lord, help and teach me how to pray without ceasing. God doesn't ever command us to do things that we cannot do. He commands us to do things that we can only do in his power, in his wisdom, and in his grace. So a starting place with his command can be, Lord, teach me how and guide and strengthen me to pray without ceasing. Another way to help us in this matter is to pray the prayer of Jabez over your prayer life every single day. See 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. As we do this, our prayer life can grow stronger and stronger, becoming more and more fruitful in many, many ways. Doing it such as this, Lord, thank you for my prayer life. Thank you for the prayer life of every single listener today. Bless each of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. The Holy Spirit is our divine tutor. He can teach us how to pray without ceasing and empower us to do just that. So here's a prayer that we can pray daily over our prayer life. Dear Lord, I praise you and I thank you for the privilege of being able to talk with you in prayer every single day. Dear Lord, bless my prayer life and the prayer lives of each member of my family and the prayer lives of all those in my prayer circle. Bless each of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territory. Place your hand anew upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. And then trust God to teach you new insights about prayer. And then pray, pray, pray. Both now and as you learn more, be a disciple that has a living, prayer-filled life. Again, the title of that article, Praying for Your Prayer Life. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy of that to you. I want to take time now to share an additional article entitled The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. Again, The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Then 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, as for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you, and I will continue to teach you what is good and right. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, you do not have because you do not ask. Prayer is talking with and listening to God. Prayer is seeking God. Prayer is seeking God. Prayer is worshiping and praising God. Prayer is giving thanks to God. Prayer is all of these activities and much more. We need to broaden and expand our definition and understanding of prayer and what it truly is. It can be said that prayer is our ultimate, it can be said that prayer is our intimate walk with God. No one prayed more than the Lord Jesus did. His whole life was a prayer. We're called to imitate Christ. So like Christ, we should strive to live so that our whole life is a prayer, our intimate walk with God. Prayer is to be a major priority for the church. Individually and collectively, we're to live lives given to prayer. The church itself is called to be a house of prayer. How tragic it is when we fall short in our calling and obligation to pray. When we don't pray as we should, we miss blessings that God very much wanted us to have. Did you or I miss one or more blessings today because we did not pray for certain things? Well, the reality is, and the answer to that question is, yes. James chapter 4, verse 2 again says, you do not have because you do not ask. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Jabez received some unique blessings from the Lord. He made four requests from the Lord, and God gave him all four requests. Why? Jabez was wise enough to ask for them. We can pick up on the other side. Again, the title of that article, The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. We'll be right back.
Feel the shadows deepen.
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming?
It is.
Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst?
It is.
Is it good that we remind ourselves of this?
The music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're sharing from an article from the AFA Stand that I wrote entitled The Tragedy of Prayerlessness, picking up with that article again, the title, The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. Did you or I miss one or more blessings today because we did not pray for certain things? Well, the answer is yes. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, you do not have because you do not ask. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Jabez received some unique blessings from the Lord. He made four requests from the Lord, and God gave him all four requests. Why? Jabez was wise enough to ask for them. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. Sometimes help or deliverance may not come because the people of God were not praying as they ought to have been praying. In Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, we're told, and I sought for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Again, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. In Ezekiel, we see that God was looking for intercessors who would pray for the land so that judgment might be avoided. But he didn't find a single prayer warrior who was praying for Israel. So judgment came upon the nation. Also, prayerlessness by the people of God can result in followers of Christ becoming spiritually dull. In other words, when the people of God neglect praying, we're not as spiritually alert and sharp as we should be. And we're not as sensitive to the voice and the actions of the Holy Spirit as we should be. Finally, when the people of God don't pray as we should, we can miss what God is saying or doing in a given season or situation. Whereas, on the other hand, living a prayer-filled life can help followers of the Lord to be very sensitive and alert to God and the things of God. In Matthew chapter 2, we see that wise men came from the east looking for the King of the Jews. It's apparent that the wise men knew God, listened to him, and were very sensitive to him. The wise men saw the star and knew what it meant. Apparently, they were men of prayer, and the Spirit of God had let them know a number of important truths that many other persons of that time didn't know or had missed. They saw the star as probably anyone else during that time could, as they looked up into the night sky. Yet because these wise men were close to God and listening to him, they knew what the star meant. They knew that it was pointing to the King of the Jews and the Messiah. So again, it's an indication that they were people of prayer. Sadly, people who they talked to and interacted with in Jerusalem could see the star too, yet the scripture does not say that a single person followed them to go find the Messiah. How tragic it is that it seems so many in Israel were spiritually insensitive to what God was doing in that season. Now, Simeon and Anna in Luke chapter 2, both of whom were people of prayer, they didn't miss their Messiah. They both saw and recognized him and were excited to see him. Why? Again, a prayer-filled life helps you to hear the Holy Spirit's voice much more clearly and sense him at work, more so than if we didn't live a prayer-filled life. Israel had been looking for the Messiah for centuries, yet sadly, many in Israel missed him when he came. Prayerlessness can cause each of us to miss out on so much in life. Please don't allow prayerlessness to define your prayer life or your life. Again, the title of that article, The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. Again, The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of Psalms, continuing the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angel spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep, you covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high hills are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, the great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. It will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Going back to verse 1 again. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When they were few in number, indeed very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provisions of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and he did not rebel. And he did not rebel against his word. Verses 1 through 28, Psalm 105, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God in the Old Testament. Again, that was Psalm 105. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine.
The music of Mercy Me with I Can Only Imagine. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, "And how much do you owe?" So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fall, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us." Then he said, "I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment." Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But he said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." Luke chapter 17. Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise, you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Then he said to the disciples, the days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven and shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Verses 1 through 30, Luke chapter 17. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. Lord, thank you again for all the believers that make up our listening family. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of our lives. And thank you for all those that will be a part of our listening family as well. And thank you for those we've lifted up in prayer on this day. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us more and more to be the praying church you've called us to be. Father, anoint us as men and women of God. Anoint us as husbands and wives. Anoint us as fathers and mothers. Anoint us as grandfathers and grandmothers. Empower us to fill our homes with your prayer and your presence. More and more, teach us to be a people that give our families to prayer, that give our marriages to prayer, to give our lives to prayer. Help us to be the praying church you've called us to be. More and more, help us to make prayer the priority you would have us to make it in our lives, and help us to recognize, Lord, that so many things in the kingdom of God are accomplished as your people pray. Thank you again for each of us and each of our prayer lives. Bless each and every one of us. Indeed, expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. As we normally do before we end this broadcast, if you are listening today and if you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, asked him to save you and make you brand new, and if you desire to be saved, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us now and commit your heart and your whole life to the Lord? Would you pray this prayer to commit or recommit your heart to the Lord right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray and live a life given to prayer every day. Help me to obey you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we would like to connect with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch again. That's joseph@afr.net. And if you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles we shared earlier, the first article is entitled Praying for Your Prayer Life, and the second article entitled The Tragedy of Prayerlessness. If you like one or both articles, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get those to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.